This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. The deadline is once again approaching for Chinese company ByteDance to sell off its TikTok app or face a ban here in the U.S. So, Kurt, to start off, ByteDance has previously said it has no intention of selling. Has anything changed?
Publicly, no. The company hasn't come out and said they're open to a deal or publicly signaled that this is anything that they want. There has been comments made by the Trump administration, both from the president and Vice President J.D. Vance, that they're optimistic that a deal will come together, right? So that sort of signals that perhaps there's willingness from the ByteDance side to do something here. But, you know, publicly, it's sort of status quo here, which is that they have not wanted to sell this thing, and certainly not with all of the technology that underpins a lot of the app. They would want to keep a lot of that core technology to themselves if they did sell it.
So what are TikTok's options here?
Well, there's really just two. I mean, they either sell the app or you know, ByteDance divests from the app by this April 5th deadline. The other option, which is somewhat out of their control, is for President Trump to extend this deadline again. So you may recall the actual original deadline was January 19th. The president, on his first day in office, gave them a 90-day extension, a 75-day extension. And so it is possible that an extension could be granted again, but that's sort of just a temporary solution to this problem.
So how has Oracle entered this picture?
Well, Oracle is already a major data partner for TikTok. So TikTok uses their services, their cloud services. They use Oracle to help store their data for U.S. users. And so Oracle sort of considered a known quantity, if you will, when it comes to working with TikTok. And on top of that, Oracle, you know, founder and chairman Larry Ellison is a supporter of Trump and kind of a friend of Trump. And so I think there's a feeling, okay, it's a massive U.S. tech company. It already has a relationship with TikTok and its founder has a relationship with the president. And so if there is to be a deal that comes together to sort of save this app in the U.S., there's a lot of speculation that Oracle would be involved in one way, shape, or form.
Let's go back to the beginning and why the U.S. government, or at least portions of it, are so adamant that ByteDance sell TikTok.
Well, ByteDance is a Chinese tech company, and there's a lot of concern that the Chinese government might therefore have access to some of the data or technology that goes into TikTok. And so, there's fear that perhaps the algorithm that chooses what content people see might be showing people, you know, messaging that the Chinese government wants them to see, might be sort of subtly nudging them in one way or the other. There's also, of course, concern that the data from U.S. users could end up on servers in China and therefore be accessible by the Chinese government. And so there's just some national security concerns because of the fact that ByteDance is a Chinese company. And so that's what originally kind of spurred this whole thing, was that they said, hey, this app can continue to exist. It just can't continue to exist while owned and controlled by a Chinese tech company.
Then could China sink any possible deal?
That's the belief. The feeling is that, you know, the Chinese government in Beijing would basically have to approve of any sale, similar to how President Trump has to approve of any sale. And so, you know, this has become a geopolitical issue because now you have the governments from both companies, the governments from both countries weighing in on the future of this private company. And so, you know, a deal not only has to satisfy ByteDance, but it has to satisfy both the U.S. and Chinese government in a way that makes this very unique.
Yeah, we already mentioned that Oracle might be in the best position to acquire TikTok if that comes to pass. Any other companies in the mix?
Yeah, Microsoft is one that has been floated, and you may recall that we went through a similar process 4 years ago of where TikTok almost got sold, and Oracle and Microsoft were the two main sort of players that time around as well. I'll comment, you know, quickly on Oracle is that if a deal does happen, they would likely be a minority acquire, right? They would have to be part of a group of investors that buys this thing. They don't necessarily have the money to do it outright. And so I think no matter who ends up buying this, if we get to that point, you're going to end up seeing sort of a consortium of different investors playing a role here. I don't think it will be any one company that acquires TikTok.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much. That's Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner.